Welcome to Grace Tabernacle. We invite you to join us on the journey to transform people into contagious, wholehearted worshipers and followers of Christ. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful toward achieving that goal in your life. Now, let's join in the fellowship of Grace Tabernacle for a relevant message from our pastor, Gary Washburn, that we believe will lead you closer to the heart of God.
Thank you, Connie. Bless you, dear. Bless you. I want to take a moment to welcome our guests from Turkey, Noreen Brunson, and with your daughter, Jackie, getting ready to go to school here. Would you mind coming up here just for a moment with us, please? And we just want to welcome you. We always like to honor those who are on the front lines. And this is Noreen Brunson. Her husband, Andrew, is in Turkey. They are mission. That's where, come on. We know how to honor God's people. It's more than a clap. In heaven, it's a million times greater, and you'll hear it one day. You'll hear it one day. And you're here this weekend to bring Jackie to school. I believe you're going to college. Wow. Okay. And you were here. Oh, what was it, 9, 10 years ago, or however long it was, when we had the prophetic conference? It's where we first met.
I think about five.
And about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
It was a crisis time in your life, actually. Yeah. So you and Andrew were at a crossroads, and the Lord was leading you out of a denomination that you had been in for all your ministry. And God was saying, now you go, and I'll take care of you. And don't depend on your denomination to support you. Nothing wrong with the denomination, but it was the fact that God was leading you to a place that to be free, you had to have no limits and boundaries placed around you. So that happened as a result of prophetic conference. This is how we met here 5, 6 years ago, however long it was. Just want to know, Noreen, you want to share anything with this congregation?
Yes.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So I love the worship this morning. And also this morning I was able to, we sat in on the intercession for a little while, and that was a blessing because we saw the powerhouse of this church. We saw where the fires kept going, where people are putting the coal and the wood on the fire, and just prayer started a little bit slowly and then started more around the room, and then singing in the spirit, the Lord was stirring it up and then blending it together and just going up into his presence. So that was really beautiful. And we don't know your church very well, so this was nice to see that aspect. Thank you for praying for us. We're incredibly grateful. We really can't tell you how grateful we are. Thank you for supporting us.
We want to pray for you right now. I'm going to ask all of you just to stand and just stretch your hands toward Noreen. Her husband Andrew is in Turkey right now, and Jackie, their daughter, here. And you have a son as well.
Two sons.
Okay. And so let's just pray out loud for them. You just begin to pray. Pray blessing. Lift your hand and bless people. God gave us the delegated authority to bless people. So we just put our blessing upon you, Noreen, and Andrew, and Jackie, and your two other sons. We just bless you. We bless you with divine protection. We bless you with divine provision. We bless you with new revelation of the greatness of God and the goodness of God towards you. We bless you with whatever it is that you're searching for in your life at this moment from the Lord, that you will find it, because the promise is sure. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Your greatest days are ahead. We know that, and you know that. The Lord has declared that. And so may the light of his glory shine on your path. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Psalm 16:11. He will show you the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. Joy that wipes away disappointment. Joy that wipes away sadness. Joy that wipes away sorrow. In his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. To stay in his presence, you'll have all of that and more in this lifetime now. And of course, in the life hereafter, in Jesus' name. Amen. We bless you. We love you. Thank you for being sure.
I just wanted to say we came to a conference here. We didn't know anything about this church, and it was a real blessing. The prophetic conference was a blessing. But during that time, we met Pastor Gary, and we got to hear his story. And he had followed a similar path, but gone ahead of us. And so just hearing him and hearing his integrity, and last year I had such a sense that the Lord trusts him because he's not swayed by man. He follows the Lord. And so that was a great example to us as we were following a similar path. Oh, so we really honor you. And you were a great blessing and example to us.
Bless
thank you.
You dear. Thank Thanks. You so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jackie. We wish you to see you prosper here as you go to school.
Yes.
Okay, Pam?
Yes. First of all, Connie, that song, the victory comes through praise. I mean, we know that that's where the victory comes. So if you are in a really, really tight spot, you are in a really, really hard spot right now, you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I'm telling you, that's where your victory is. That's where your victory is. So you do that. That was perfect. But you remember last week I said I was going to come back this week because I wanted testimonies. I wanted testimonies. And you know, Psalm 19 says, the testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. God's testimonies are sure. No one can argue with it. There's not a person on this earth. There's not a devil on this earth that can argue with your testimony. So remember, I asked for testimonies, and I don't want you to come up here with anything else. I just want you to come up here. If you have a testimony of something that God has done, remember, just this week, I want you to come up. Here comes one now. Hallelujah. Thank you. Your testimony already has made me just so filled with joy, I'm telling you. But I want you to go ahead and share for this week.
Yes, ma'am. I had 2 blood clots, 1 in each lung, and the good Lord took care of them. Devil's been attacking me, but he's not going to win because I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, Father, I just thank you. I thank you, God, that you're going to complete the work you began. Amen. Father, you always honor faith. Amen. You always honor faith. And I thank you for this man's faith. And I continue to bless him with healing from his head to his toes, that he will always be a glorious living testimony of your healing power. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I want to point out something there.
Gentleman there that was giving the testimony about the church, I have had the same message from God that he has just stood up and spoke about.
Brother Don, okay.
Hallelujah.
Brother Don.
Now, this brother, tell me your first name again.
Michael.
Michael gave a testimony a few weeks ago being cancer-free.
Hallelujah.
Had tumors and went back. Tumors are gone. And then a week later, he winds up in the hospital again.
Yeah.
Now, you know what that is.
The devil hates
you. I've had my leg tore off and they put it back on. I mean, the devil has attacked me my whole life, but it doesn't do him any good. It seemed like he'd learn after a while.
Yes, ma'am.
And so the devil attacked your lungs, but the song we sang again in Connie.
That's right. That matched
he put
right
breath in your lungs
in
to
lungs.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
No Let everything doubt. That hath breath praise the Lord. Come
Amen.
On.
Hallelujah.
Serena. Yay. How are you, darling?
Good.
You have a
Serena.
Testimony. Go ahead, baby. Don't be nervous.
I would just like to share with you guys my testimony from the youth camp that we had. And let me just say that it was just amazing. That Christian retreat was amazing. Not only that, but our God is amazing.
Hallelujah.
You know, I think we all need to just get that through our minds, how amazing our God is and what he done for us, that he gave his only son. He's just amazing. And I was prophesied over maybe last year, and the girl, she prophesied over me, and she said, I had the spiritual gift of healing, and at the time, I had no idea what that meant. But when we were at the Christian retreat, one of my good friends that were in my room, I really had a strong need that I need to pray over her. She had a 102 fever, almost 103 fever. So I just prayed over her, and she was feeling better quickly, and a lot of people were coming over so I can pray over them, and let me just say, there was healing. It was just amazing what God can do.
Amen. Thank you. I just thank you for Serena, God, and I pray that she'll continue to be obedient to you as you move her out to lay hands on the sick, God, that she will be obedient and that she will see great and mighty miracles, oh God. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you, sweet girl. Any other testimonies? Woo. Oh, I thought you were just up here with Serena.
So, sorry, my nose is stuffy because camp totally wrecked my immune system, but the Lord will heal that. But there are so many testimonies, but this is really powerful. I've had elbow problems because I don't know why, but when I hypoextend my elbows, like, they hurt really, really bad. But I was sitting there in worship one day, and I was just praising God. My hands were like this. And I've had experiences where my body moves, and I don't move it. It's really weird. But my arms started moving, and it started twitching like this, and it got, like, really, really hot on my elbow, and it started, like, tingling, and it felt like it was swirling in there. And I'm like, Jesus, what the heck are you doing? And then I, like, went like this in my elbow, and I was like, whoa, Jesus, you just healed that thing. Yeah, and so it was awesome.
Have you not been able to straighten it before? I mean, fully straighten it, or?
I can't straighten it when it's, like, hurting. Like, both my elbows, when they hurt,
okay.
I can't straighten it like it's like that.
Okay, well, we just thank you, Lord, for the healing. We thank you, God, that it's complete and total in Jesus. And we just thank you that Cassia is going to do amazing, mighty works for you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, sweet girl.
How are you? Hi, everyone. I don't know if you know me, but my name is Alexis. I went to the youth camp as well. And on Thursday night, I had been fighting all week because I see all these people just falling in the Holy Spirit and, you know, seeing all this amazing thing that God's doing. And I felt things, but I was like, why isn't that happening to me, God? I'm waiting. And I was getting impatient, of course. But Thursday night, I cannot remember what the lady's name was, but she did an altar call, and she did three. And even before the second one, they were doing a worship song to close the first altar call because there were so many people up at the altar. And she had done that, but even before she did the second one, for some reason, during the worship song, my feet were just like going nuts. And I don't know what, I couldn't, I was like, God, what is going on? And he was telling me to walk. And I was like, but God, where am I going to go? I didn't know what was going on. So she made the second altar call, and I just started moving. And I started pushing my roommate that I was in the room with. I was like, I got to go. You got to move. My feet's going, and I don't know where God's taking me. But so I got up to the altar, and I started crying. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to cry here, and I'm going to pray. And then my feet just fell from under me. And I fell to the ground, and I was crying and crying. And then this lady, I guess she was praying over me, and my roommate had touched me, and I guess the lady was waiting for almost like an approval just to make sure it was okay, that because she wasn't part of like our group. And so she, as soon as her hands touched my neck, like this weight just like lifted off me, and I started shaking, and it was just the best feeling in the world, and I just felt so much of God's love just pour into me. Just in that second, and I knew right then and there that it was God telling me it's okay. It was, you know, it was worth that little bit of a wait to know that God loves you, and he fills you, and he knows that you're there. No matter if you're waiting for however long it is, he knows you're there, and he shows you his love.
Amen. Amen. Father, I just thank you for Alexis, and I pray that she will continue to sense your great love over her life in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm gonna call Diane up here because she's been waiting. She walked up here, but she's been waiting and waiting. So I'm going to call Diane up here. It's okay.
I have great testimony today.
All right. We want to hear your great testimony.
Last Sunday evening, our church provided food for those that are homeless. And we had around 27 to 35 people there. It was wonderful. I've always wondered exactly what God was wanting to do with me, because most of you have heard me say before that God saved me from an accident, and then I had a heart attack this year. So I know that He has purpose for me, and I've kept wondering what my purpose was. But last Sunday, I shared with one of the ladies that was there what God had done through the accident and through the heart attack. And I said, I have a purpose, but I just don't know what it is. And she said, it's your testimony. Yes. So I thought, well, I will share that next week, because it's testimonies. It may be simple, it may be great, but it's God. Amen. So it's wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
So He also let me have a shot in my knee, and I don't know about how many of y'all know that it's been hurting for about 5 months, and He is working on that shot, and I'm just praying it'll be a permanent work, too.
Amen. Well, so we just thank You, God, for Diane, and God, we thank You. You have spared her life for a reason. Father, You have our days numbered. You have a destiny and a plan ahead of each one of us, and I just thank You that Diane is going to fulfill it here on this earth, even if it's with this powerful testimony, God, and we just thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. So I went to the youth camp also, and they did it was Thursday night, and they did an altar call. And I originally went up there for the invitation, but as I was up there, there was a man that walked on stage, and he brought up how God can not only be your heavenly Father, He can be your earthly Father. And it was for kids that didn't have earthly fathers. And so I asked God to be my heavenly Father and my earthly Father, because I just think that is like awesome, because I've grown up with without a father, and He's my earthly Father, and I asked Him to be. And I think anybody out here needs to ask God to be your earthly Father. And I just wanted to share my testimony with you guys.
Thank you. Father, what's your name? Abby. Father, I thank You for this beautiful girl, Abby. And God, Your word says You are a father to the fatherless. And we thank You that You are her earthly father, but more importantly, You are her heavenly Father. And I thank You that all the days of her life, she will sense Your fatherly guidance in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hey, sweetheart. How are you, Miss Jamie?
Good. Hi, guys. I'm Jamie. Well, I went to the youth camp in Bradenton Christian Retreat, and it was amazing, of course. But my whole family knows how I am. I'm a warrior. Every time we go somewhere, you know, and somebody's home alone or my sister's out somewhere, I'm always like, oh, I'm so scared. I'm so scared. Like, so I prayed about it whenever we were worshiping. They didn't have an altar call for it or anything. I kind of noticed I really need to pray for it, because it would always, like, put a heaviness on my heart, and it was hard.
That's not from God.
So I prayed for, like, myself, you know. I was, like, asking God, can You please, like, help me and take this weight off me, you know. And I started thinking about, like, all the stuff I usually worry about, and it was like I didn't feel that tingling or that worrying anymore. So, yeah, it was really amazing.
Amen. God, I thank You for Jamie. Father, this is Your girl, and I thank You, Father, that You know the enemy's tactics. And if he can get us into fear and worry, then our minds are not focused on You. So I thank You that You released Jamie from this. But Father God, I pray that every time the enemy comes back with a thought, a fear, a worry, that she will quote Your word out loud. She will stand her ground. And I thank You that she will stay free in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Millie.
Hi. Well, I'm Millie, in case y'all don't know. I've been coming here for some time, me and my husband. And I would like to thank God for the spiritual gift he gave me to write. I am a talker, but I can express myself a lot of times a lot better by writing. And it started out as therapy for myself, and now it went over into poems, and I'm in the process of doing a book, but right now the devil kind of has come against it. We're right ready to go to a publisher, and I've heard some horror stories about publishers. And then I heard a thing about self-publishing on a computer. So we kind of don't know which way to go, but I know God has given me this gift because I have a sixth grade education. And I've wrote 118 poems, and that's exactly what's going to be in the book. And I know it's from God, and I'm praying that he will lead God and direct me in the right way to go from here. And I'd like everybody to pray for this, that he'll be with me to get the job completed.
He will. Father, I just bless Millie, Father. I thank you for how you use her, God, and Father, how you give her thoughts that come and that she's able to write them out. And Father God, I pray that you will open doors that no man can shut. You are the God of the impossible, where with man it may seem impossible, but Father God, with you nothing is impossible. So we thank you that you're going to continue to help Millie, and you would just bless her with your peace, and that she would just wait on you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Alice?
This has to do with the divine assignment, and I just want everybody, when God sets you up, don't hesitate. I was in the pool, and there was this woman, I don't know her real well, and anyway, while I was in the pool, she was talking to someone else and said, I was up until 5 o'clock this morning because I just couldn't sleep, and the woman said, well, that's not good. You need your rest. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I said to her, why were you up till 5 o'clock this morning? And she said, I have so many things on my mind. And this was something I used way back, like 20-some years ago, 30 years ago. And I said to her, well, you know what to do. Get yourself a little box and put on it, God box, and write down each thing that's concerning you and put it in the box. And leave it there until it's resolved. And then after that, she says, oh, thank you. Well, after that, I got out of the pool, and I was just up there. And then later, the Holy Spirit, like, go back into the pool. So at that time, this other lady left, and she said to me, the one I talked to was still there. She says, I really liked what you said. And then she said, do you by any chance know the book? Well, first of all, she was involved in special education, and so was I. So, see, God put a bond there right away. So now we had credibility because we had something in common. So then we got into God, of course. I did. Okay, and then she asked me if I knew the book Jesus Calling, and I said, oh, yeah. I said, I love that book and have given it to many people. Well, somebody had given it to her. Now, this is what she said to me. I'm a Catholic, and she said, and Catholics don't know the word. We were never taught scripture. And she said, but when I meet Protestants, Protestants know scripture. And I thought that was really interesting. So from that point on, what happened was she shared her heart, and she has a serious court case coming up August 5th. Now she's asking me to pray for her. I was able to give her scripture to comfort her. She ended up giving me her email so that we can come in contact when she goes to the court date in Philadelphia. This all started just from a simple thing of hearing someone say, I couldn't sleep. So I'm just saying, that was a God setup. So just be aware, because he's going to be setting, if you're sitting here, you're going to have God setups. And I guarantee you'll have one this week.
Amen. Father, I just thank you for Alice and for this testimony of being sensitive to your spirit as you hear people's words. And I pray that each one of us will have the boldness to minister to comfort, to encourage whenever the opportunity arises. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I do want to say, I know I had, I heard Alice say about Catholics really not knowing the word. And, you know, I was brought up Catholic, and honestly, I was just a child, though, and I didn't. But I know many Catholics that do. It's just like with Protestants. It depends on if you're in the word. That's all that matters. If you're in the word, you know the word. If you're not in the word, you don't know the word. So it's not a Catholic or a Protestant thing, honestly. It becomes a heart thing. Are we the ones who make ourselves get in the word, or are we the ones who don't, you know, who just sit by and don't? Because I know many Catholics and Protestants who are strong in the word, and it's because they go to the word. So anyway, that's just a word I had. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
And what's your name?
My name is Josion.
Josion, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Josion.
I went to YEX, the camp, and it really made me, like, see a lot of things differently. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt more free, I guess you could say, because, like, happy, too, because, like, knowing that there's, like, someone up there that loves you no matter what, no matter, you know, what you do, forgives your sins.
Yes, okay. He does.
Yes, all times. And it just, you know, made me feel good inside.
You know, Josion, that's a wonderful testimony. And you can have that all the time. When you just ask Jesus to be your Savior, you can know all the time that he forgives. Oh, okay, good. That he forgives your sin. He has done it completely, once and for all, on the cross, forever. Your past, your present, your future sins forgiven under the blood of Jesus. Once you say, Jesus, I need you to be my Savior, he will. And he doesn't leave. He's not like a friend who might be your friend one day, and then you get him mad, and he's not your friend another day. God is not like that at all. Go ahead.
Oh, one more thing. In camp, I was saved.
Oh, well, there we go. Hallelujah. That's where you ask Jesus to be your Savior. Good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, I just thank you for this precious young man. God, you did what only you can do. The one true, only God. The one who sent his perfect and holy Son to die in our stead. And because of the precious, sinless blood of Jesus, our past, present, and future sins are gone. They're covered forevermore. I thank you that Josion now can go through life, God, knowing you forgive his sins, that he's your son, and you love him with an everlasting love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless you. Bless you, Josion.
Okay.
For those that you don't know, me and my husband and my son, we've been through things year after year lately. We got an answer this week of one of the things why we went through something. My husband had health problems a few years ago, and my sister called this weekend, and her husband was going through the same thing, and they said he had two options, pain management or surgery. They couldn't do surgery because he'd be out of work for 2 weeks, and he'd lose his job, and they can't do pain management because he's a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, and he didn't want to do that. And they were at their wits' end. They didn't know what to do and just frustrated, and so they actually prayed about it, and we came to mind. My husband had been through it. They forgot that he had been through it, and God put my husband. And so they called my husband up and said, you've been through it. You know, there's got to be a middle, something that we can do, not pain management where he can have a relapse and not surgery. We can't. So my husband got on the phone and told him some of the things he does. And now my brother-in-law tried it for 2 days, and now he's not in pain anymore. He's not going to have surgery right now.
Ooh,
and because of trials and tribulations that we went through years ago, we helped save a drug addict. I mean, you know, and they're like, you know, you've been through it. We didn't know anybody else that had been through it. So, you know, if you don't know, if you're going through something and you don't know, just look. And if I mean, we've been through things over the past just 3 years that you only read in newspapers and books. And if you don't, if you're going through something, I mean, just search out, pray about it, and God will send you somebody. And if not, come to us.
Amen. Father, I just thank you. Nothing that we go through in this life is lost. God, you use it for good in some way. We may not understand it when we are going through it, but God, just this is an example, God, of how you use the hard things in life to be able to help someone else and give them hope and freedom. And we just pray right now for this one, oh God, that forevermore the pain will be gone, completely healed, its source healed in the name of Jesus, and they will give all the glory, all the honor to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your testimonies. Oop. More? Oh. All righty. All righty. Hey, you big guy. Oh, my goodness. I feel like such a midget. If I took my shoes off, I would be for sure. I remember this young man when he was just a little boy. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Long time no see.
But, tell him who you are again.
All right. I'm Blake. I've been here, as Miss Pam said, for her.
Friends, son.
All my life. All my life, basically.
Yes, that's right.
And at this camp we went to at Braves of Florida YEX, it was Wednesday night when they was bringing up all the like parental issues, like growing up in a single mother home. It was always hard because I didn't really have a. I don't really have a father figure.
And I
got down on that ground and I was like, Lord, you know, I said, thank you for making it that much easier for me to come to you, Father. Thank you for not judging me before you knew what I had to go through. Hey. Hey. He told me, he's like, hey. I've put all these specific pastors and friends and brothers and sisters around you so that you never have to know what it is to feel alone again.
You know, my father passed away when I was 13. And so Abby too, I know what that's kind of like. I heard your testimony. And strangely, I had feelings of shame. Shame, like I didn't have nothing to be ashamed of, but I had shame because I sensed I didn't have something that everybody else had, and I kind of felt left out, you know. And so if there's any shame, which is a spirit, see, Jesus took all that on the cross. If there's any shame, that be forever banished from you, from Abby, from anyone else in here who's fatherless. That be forever banished from you in the authority in the name of Jesus. Now you turn your testimony around to glorify God. You have never been without a father, never been alone, and you never will be forever, forever in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And now you'll minister to the fatherless.
Yes, you will.
And you'll be a father to the fatherless. And Abby, you'll be a mother, spiritual mother to those who don't have a father. There you are. You'll be one. Because God will use this now to glorify himself. And you'll quickly spot people and minister. So we just declare victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. We bless you. We have the power to bless, church. So we bless people. We bless people. We just bless you, Blake. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Father's blessing. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. Hey, come on, more. Stay up here, Gary. Stay up here. Number next.
My name's Tasia, so I'm really shy. Okay. This is my first year going to the church camp. And throughout my life, I've, you know, raised up in a Christian home and going to church throughout my life. And I never have felt like I had a really good relationship and connection with God. I just never felt like, you know, like I will believe in him sometimes, and at other times I'm like, you know, surrounded by children who are not a believer in God. And I'm like, well, I mean, they make sense. He doesn't really sound believable. But going to this church camp, it was just amazing. Like, when you step foot in a sanctuary, it was just like, oh my gosh, like, I feel the Holy Spirit in here. I could feel God is watching over us. I could feel, like, a connection with God. And just praising or worshiping, it just felt amazing. It felt powerful. It felt spiritual. It was just, like, a wonderful thing just to be in there. And it felt like, oh, like, it felt like I wanted to roam free. Like, I was just so happy and so excited to be here. And every single day when we go in the sanctuary, it just felt amazing. Like, I just can't, I don't know what else to say. It just felt awesome. And I truly thank God, like, I truly thank him for just being here for us and just being by our sides. And I thank Jesus for being right next to us too. And I just thank the Holy Spirit just to be in us and just to just worship and thank God every single day for just the simple things that he has done for us. And just being there for us. I don't know what else to say. I really, really appreciated this. It was an amazing experience, a life-changing experience. It was amazing.
Oh, God, I thank you for Tasia. And Tasia, there's going to be days when you won't feel like God is there. But you don't go by what you feel. You go by what you know God's word says. Mm-hmm. And he says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's there, and you start praising him. On the day that you feel like he is absolutely not around, you start praising him, and I promise you will sense his presence. You will sense his presence.
Tell me your first name again.
Tasia.
Tasia.
Tasia. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see leadership in you. Mm-hmm. You're a leader. Mm. And hallelujah. Actually, you're a born leader. I don't say that casually. You're a born leader. God just made you. Are you a firstborn in your family?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you're a leader. Not all firstborns are born leaders, but you are definitely a leader. Mm-hmm. God wants you to rise to the top. Mm-hmm. That means he's going to expect more of you than other people. He's probably going to give more to you than he will other people. Not that he's a respecter of persons, but because the position that you're going to need in life as a leader demands that you have experience and intimacy with God that's above the norm. So we just bless you, dear, that God use you as a leader now. Mm-hmm. Not out there in the future, but now,
but
wherever
even as,
you are.
And even as a leader, though, the enemy also knows that. So he will do everything he can to discourage you, to make you doubt God's presence, God's love for you. But as a leader, then you need to step out. And it doesn't matter what you feel, what you think, because we don't think like God thinks. So you know that what he's calling you to do, and you just step out in it anyway. Okay? All right. Bless you, sweetheart.
Hey, honey. Yeah, you're her sister, right? See?
Hey, sweet girl.
You got the same smile. You got the same smile.
She starts laughing right now. She starts laughing. She does not stop.
Hey guys, my name is Tori.
Hey, Tori.
This week I went to the youth camp, and it was like the greatest experience ever. I was walking, like, we were in the car, and I'm like, everybody's like, Tori, how do you feel? I'm like, I'm nervous. Everybody's like, stop saying that. You're not gonna be nervous, it's okay. And then I went, and we were like getting out of the car, and I walk in, and it's like the atmosphere changed. Like, it was a life-changing experience. Like, everything felt different. Like, everything felt perfect, and you can feel God in the room, and you can feel the Holy Spirit and everything. And on Friday, we were going up to the altar, and our youth pastors were praying over us and everything, and I went to Lindsay and she prayed over me, and as she's praying, I have my hands up and everything, and I can just feel like all, like, everything that's been said, that all the decisions I've made, everything, I could just feel it just gone. Like, I just knew everything was gone. I knew everything was going to be okay. Everything I'm going through is just going to be over, like, it's as if it never happened. I knew everything was going to be okay, and it was amazing, and I can just feel it, and it was the greatest feeling in my body I have ever felt, ever, and it was just amazing, and I will be going next year.
We just bless you, dear. Yes. We bless you in the name of the Lord. We just bless you. You're God's child, and sometimes God lets you have these wonderful experiences just to encourage your heart and help you know He is with you. He's doing a work in you, and He's going to take you to higher heights and higher levels of walking by faith, okay? And not by sight, okay?
Right.
In Jesus' name, we bless you, dear.
Amen.
Amen.
You,
God bless you,
Thank
Tori.
You,
all right. Wow. All right. Let me... All right. All right. Come on in here. Hi, honey. What's your name?
Judy Maldonado.
Hey, Judy.
I'm a hospice nurse, and in the last 2 weeks, I had a patient who woke up at 4 a.m, and I was scheduled to go see him that morning. And the Lord told him that he was to rise up out of bed and be the father of that family. And when I got there, I looked at him, and I said, "What happened to you?" And he had the countenance of hope all over him. And on the way to work, the Holy Spirit had told me that I was to pull the fiery darts out of his significant other. And I did that, and we had church.
Well, we just bless you, Judy.
It was beautiful.
We just bless you for many more divine appointments like that. That will absolutely, there'll be no reasonable explanation other than God, and He get all the glory.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing this testimony today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We might as well stand up and stay in line, guys, because they're rolling fast here, okay? Come right on in. Tell us your name, sweetheart.
My name is Hannah.
Okay.
All my life, like, I've always wanted my prayer language, and then on Tuesday
your prayer
night...
language. Yes. Okay, praying in
and
tongues.
On Tuesday night, they told us to go up there if you wanted to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I did, and so I was just up there, and I was just saying, thank you, God, and all of a sudden, my prayer language just came out, and I started speaking
Amen.
In tongues.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, that's going to take you to a higher height of walking by faith, see? And you can do that anytime you want to. That's the great thing. You know how sometimes when you're in a store and you're standing in line and the people in front of you, let's say, are Spanish people. All the Spanish people, raise your hand, Hispanic. Okay. I have to be careful what I'm saying. Okay. And then they see, what do you call us, guys? Gringo. See a gringo come up, and next thing you know, they start speaking in their native tongue. See, you can do the same thing. See, when you've prayed everything you know to pray in your mind, and yet you know there's still more that you need to talk to your Heavenly Father about, but you just don't know what it is, then go into your tongue and begin to speak. You got it, babe. Bless you. Much, much more. We bless you with more, more, more in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, Douglas.
So nice to go. Hey, what you doing? Before I start, I just want to say true worship is in adoration to the Lord, just saying how beautiful and amazing He is. That's just a side note I felt like He wanted me to address. And second of all, when we were at the camp, there was a play they put on. And the most terrifying part of that play that even will that basically got everybody like, whoa, what the heck? It was basically the scene that took in hell. And it was it's nowhere close to what hell is really like, but I started to feel like this sadness in my heart for my father, because he doesn't truly know the Lord. He just doesn't. And watching this and knowing it's going to be a thousand times worse. I just started praying. I'm like, God, please help my father. Please help him. Please help him. And I know all of you have, everybody's got that one relative that doesn't believe in God, and you fear for them. You have that wanting in your heart to just pray for them. Let me tell you something. Don't stop telling them about God. Don't stop witnessing to them about God. Because one day, it will happen, as long as we keep pressing on.
I don't know, but I bear witness here to you, Douglas, and I've known you for a while. I know you already are a strong witness for the Lord. But I bear witness to you that there is a strong evangelism calling upon your life. And that's why you feel the way you feel, and you have a burden and the compassion that you have. God's going to expand that in a greater way, so much so that you might be like D.L. Moody, say, Lord, please stay your hand. I can't handle this anymore. It's too great. It's too great. It's too great. But don't say, Lord, stay your hand. Say, Lord, give me more.
Give me more.
Give me more. Give me souls that I can lay at your feet. Give me souls that I can lay at your feet.
Amen.
Jesus said to all of them, he said, if you follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. That's what he wants out of you. That's what he wants out of all of us. I just bless you in the name of the Lord that you fulfill this high calling that's in your DNA. It's in your family. And I thank you. It was probably the result of your grandfather and your grandmother's prayers, your mom's prayers, and no telling your sister's prayers and other people's prayers for you. It's coming to pass. And we're all witnessing it as we'll see you as a mighty, mighty evangelist for God and win many souls to the kingdom. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen, my brother. God bless you. Amen. Okay. Come on, Eric. Yeah. Like that smile. Tell us, I'm going to hold the microphone.
Hello, my name is Eric. But before I begin, I want to let you know that I have a stuttering problem, so I might say things incomplete words or might not even say it, so I apologize. So when I went to that youth camp over there, YEX, when I saw the worship there, the singing, the praising, when I went over there too, but just to let you know, I was antisocial pretty much most of my life. So I was always hesitating, always. So when I went over there, I felt like God is telling me to open up, and I did. I did. I worship. I actually worship, and I hold up my hands for the first time, which I never did.
It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
You see, Satan has tried to hide the real you for so long. You've got so much to offer. Look at his smile. That's a breakthrough. That's awesome. You've got so much to offer. And when you talk to people like you just did, with confidence and with love, and this smile you got, I'd buy anything you're selling. You got it. You got wonderful people skills.
And another thing.
That's why I'm holding the microphone.
One of the talent shows that they showed over there, there was a verse that they popped up over there. It was Jeremiah 29:11. When I read that verse, I realized how much there is a future over there.
Amen, my brother. Yeah, we want to pray blessing. We want to pray blessing.
I want to say something, too. You know how you were saying about stuttering?
I believe in the name of Jesus that is being broken completely off. The devil has tried to use that to keep you, to make you feel, ooh, I gotta, you know, I'm scared to talk out in public. The devil has tried to use it. Now I loose your tongue in the name of Jesus. And I say, you are free from this stuttering. In Jesus' name, he will speak boldly, proudly of what God is doing. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God. No more. No more. In Jesus' name, I bless him, oh God. I bless him with holy boldness, holy confidence that will go on and on and on, that he will be surprised at what you are doing and using him for. In Jesus' name. Thank you for Eric, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Praise God. Hi, who we got next year?
Okay, he wants me to start his thing after him.
All right.
Okay, this is Tucker. Tucker came to kids camp with us, and let me just tell you that Tucker got saved at kids camp, which was 3 weeks ago, okay? Just a little preface before you hear what happened to him at youth camp. We had a 13-year-old with us named Morgan, and while Morgan was there, she got notified that her aunt had had a baby, that the left half of its heart was not developed. Mm-hmm. They knew this was going to happen. It was born. It was not expected to live. They were hoping it could last 20 minutes. Long story short, we got her up on the stage, and we had all 400 people reach their arms up to her and pray for her. Send videos to her mother so her mother would see, because I don't believe that family is saved, so that they could see the group of worshipers who were praying over that baby. Tucker was out in the audience.
Okay.
Come on. Well, this was on Thursday, and it was the very beginning of the service for Thursday. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she got up there and began praying, just this huge compression of my lungs and my heart just started pounding, and I just found out that it was the left side of the child's heart. Mm. My whole left arm just became numb. Mm. And throughout the whole service, I just experienced pain, and I just started crying without being able to hold it back. And then after the first altar call, I went up to Pastor Gary over here and just asked him to feel my heart, because I asked God to give me the pain of the child. And then when Gary felt my heart, I could see his hand moving from my chest. And he just began praying over me. And then I got my tongues, and I wasn't crying, as Kathy says. I was wailing. I was not crying. So nothing could hold me back.
There's nothing to difference.
As we found out the next morning, the child survived without even going through surgery the next day. And the reason why my lungs collapsed is the fact that when I was a child, I was in an incubator for 9 days. Mm. I was premature 5 weeks, and I had the greatest odds of living. My lungs were undeveloped. But the next day, when we found out that the child didn't go through surgery, it lived 20 minutes on its own, just lifted everything up.
Wow. Tucker?
For the rest of the story that he doesn't know, I got a text last night. She said the baby did go through the second surgery. He did not have to do the first one. He went through the second one, and the doctor said it was the smoothest surgery of that kind they have ever seen in their life. They were mystified we were not. They were mystified by what had happened. So I'm just praying that this family will see this as something for the glory of God, not for man, not for anything anybody did, but that God, that they would receive God's glory through this, and that family would come to know him.
Mm-hmm. You know. Tucker. Tucker said this is the first time anything like this ever happened to him. And I think what you have experienced is the compassion of Jesus. See, sympathy is what humans feel. And when you feel sympathy for someone, you feel sorry for them. But when you feel compassion, you do something about it. Jesus was moved with compassion. So when you felt the compassion for this child, it moved you to pray. It moved you to get in close to God. It moved you to intercession like you've never done before, including praying in tongues. And it moved you to the place you needed to be. And as a result of that compassion, God did something. See? So always separate sympathy from compassion. You know, sympathy is man-made. Compassion comes from God. You experience the compassion of God. You'll experience it many, many times again. We bless you, Tucker. You're a mighty man of God. And we just bless you that God's going to use you in levels of intercession and prayer that you have never known. You'll have to learn to shut yourself in the closet. You'll have to learn to spend time alone with God. You'll have to learn to just spend hours praying in tongues and just being alone with God. And God will develop you to be a high-level intercessor, and you'll see much more than this. This is only the beginning. And we just bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen, Tucker. God bless you. Amen.
I'm Tatiana.
That's all right.
Thank you. Going back to Douglas's story, I have a dad that's a recovering alcoholic and drug addict.
It's all right. Take your time. That's part of the thing that glorifies God when we are transparent like you are. Thank you. Take your time.
And they had this girl laying on a bed, and she was in the drama, yeah, and she was hit, and she was like, what is it, like, she was kind of like, what? She was in a coma, and my dad actually got hit by two cars and almost died, and I had a lot of anger towards him, and at kids camp, that drama just made me realize I need to bring him closer to God, and I just felt like chains come off.
Chains come off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And they did. You know when that happens. You can't explain it to people other than something like that. Chains came off. It did. You're free. And never go back. You never have to have that on you again. You are free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Yeah.
He set you free. It was Jesus. We bless you, dear. We bless you with continued freedom. Any other areas in your life that God may reveal to you, you know how that He sets captives free. He's done it to you once. He'll do it again. We thank you, Jesus. We bless this young lady. We bless her, Lord. Thank you for her boldness to glorify you this day. In Jesus' name. Bless you, sweetheart. Now, how old are you?
9.
Okay. Tell us your name.
My name is Emily.
Emily, what happened with you?
While we were moving, God kept telling me to don't give up, just keep pressing on, and it will be all right. And he gave us a house now, and
your family was looking for a place to live. That's right. And you were concerned. And God told you to keep on pressing on, persevering, keep believing, and you did, and now your family has a house. Amen. Well, I think that's an answer to prayer. Amen. We bless you, Emily. We just bless you, dear. We just bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. That you, God answered your prayers. He always answers prayer, and He hears you. In Jesus' name, amen. We bless you, amen. How sweet. Amen. Hi. Hi, honey.
Hi, I'm Joseph Silva's granddaughter.
Okay.
Last fall, I stayed for the month of November with the Hunts, and Jax the dog thinks that I'm family because he did not bark once with me, but that's a miracle in itself. But yeah, Carolyn was concerned about me staying there and if they'd have to keep Jax in the bathroom the entire time. But anyway, I wanted to share something that happened the week before Christmas, and I'm a missionary over in Thailand, and I've driven over 30,000 miles this last year.
Missionary to Thailand.
Yes.
This is Brother Joseph. First Brother Joseph. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah.
This is her granddaughter, his granddaughter.
But normally, there's no room in my back seat because I'm living at it. There's not really room in my front seat. But I cleaned out the car to use for vacation. And I went to the post office. And then in the post office, there was this girl, I don't know, 9 or 10. And she needed to have like a belt on or something, or pull down her shirt. And I wanted to say something to her, but I don't know her. And so I didn't say anything. And then I went out to my car. At the end, I saw the mom and the girl, and they were like waiting for a bus. And it was starting to, like, it was fixing to rain, and just lightly. And I noticed them, but then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to the girl when it's private, no one else is around. And so I said something to her, and the mom was appreciative about it, because she had tried, but you don't always listen to your parents or your teacher. And then I went back to my car, and then the lady said, hey, are you going a certain way? Could I drop them off? And so I did. I never like hitchhike anyone, but I felt okay. It was a mom and daughter. And it was on my way home, but talking in the car, found out that she had just was going through a divorce and lost all the stuff. And so I felt that God helped me to step out into faith for that. And just want to encourage everyone. One of the things I've been saying to kids or adults as I go around this last year is to always say yes to God, to whatever he has for you. We don't want to pull a Jonah and God to do something to make it happen. Mm-hmm. We always want to be open and step out in faith, no matter what it is.
We bless you. Well, you have the same testimony as Alice, that God sets you up for divine appointments.
Yeah.
And we just bless you in the name of the Lord with an increased sensitivity for that. And alertness. And as you've shared that today, that there'll be an elite alertness, an increased alertness in all of us who have heard this today. We will pay attention and be aware when God is pointing someone or highlighting something for us to do. We bless you in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Hey, Bradley. Tell us what's going on.
All right, so Tuesday night, I believe it was, Jamie already came up and spoke about her fear of worry and all that. One of the specific fears that they had addressed was a fear of failure, and that was one that was on my heart, because the past couple of months I've kind of had the fear of failure, because all throughout school I was always straight A's, A's and B's, whatever, and this past year in college I experienced some failure, and it was a first for me, and so it was tough. But that's something that this week I was feel lifted, and I've had a spirit of boldness over that. And I just know that that's a fear that the enemy uses against you to try and put you in a small place, but you have to break through that in boldness, and you can't let that put you down. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that you have to overcome. Mm-hmm. And that was the main thing that
you know, God will allow you to face those things, so that you can find grace from him to overcome it. That's exactly right. And fear, many times, is a spirit. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That'd be a good verse for you to memorize. And just keep it in your heart, and then speak it out, you know, when you sense that the enemy is trying to intimidate you or make you fear failure. So we just bless you, Bradley. Thank you for this wonderful testimony. We just bless you today with an increased boldness and awareness of God in your life. And that you fulfill all the plans that God has for you. There is no failure in God. And we thank you, God. You've called us to succeed and be prosperous, even as our soul prospers. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Hi there. Talk to us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan. This is maybe second month I've been coming here.
Okay.
And I've never been closer to God. I think the second or third week I came here, I got filled and I actually bawled off to the side over here. And the following Saturday, I go to another church at night, and I actually got baptized there 3 weeks ago. And ever since then, I've had small encounters with my friends and family talking to me about Jesus. And I have a certain friend that I knew in high school, and he was starting to have some troubles with grades and police and drugs and everything like that. and he actually just recently came back in my life. And his father had some police trouble, and he's actually in jail right now. And he was just starting to go back towards drugs and everything like that and failing in school. And just flat out, I think it was Tuesday night, just flat out told me, just, I want to stop everything. I want to get straight. He's never told anything about God to me ever, and I tell him that I go to church all the time. He said that he's found Jesus. He went with his mother one time and just collapsed one day. And he found Jesus. He was talking to me about it, and I'm actually going into the Marine Corps in a little over a month. And he just told me that he's going to join with me. He is getting right with God. He's quitting all of his drugs that he stopped that he's been doing. And he's actually going with me Tuesday to talk to a recruiter about joining the Marine Corps. And he's just done with everything.
Wow. You know, you're going into the Marine Corps about a month from now, you said?
36 days.
Okay. Okay, 36 days. Well, you're going into the Marine Corps, and that will be your testing ground, your proving ground.
Yes, sir.
For the next 3 months after that, you'll be tested and proved, not so much physically as more mentally and emotionally. Will you stay the course now that you got the Lord in your life? Will you let him stay on the throne?
Yes, sir.
Will you not compromise with all the other guys around you that are saying and talking and acting a certain way? Will you be God's man?
Yes, sir.
And if you, amen. All right, I did. As you are God's man in a dark place, God will honor you. And I wouldn't be surprised you come out being the honor guard in your platoon. And that's what happened to me. As I honored the Lord, I got saved in boot camp, after boot camp. But he honored me, and he'll honor you if you honor him. So we just pray blessings on you and your life. The Lord guide you, direct you, lead you. The Lord strengthen you, make you his Marine, okay? One of the few, one of the proud that belong to the Lord. You're God's man, God's soldier. Young Joshua is what I see in you. A mighty leader, a strong man of God, a leader of men. Thank you, Father. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. How precious. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie. I just want to let you know how the power of prayer works. The past 3 weeks, I've been the sickest I've ever been in my entire life. Mm-hmm. My throat was swollen where I could barely eat. I couldn't swallow my own spit. Turns out I had mono, and it's horrible. If any of you know what it is, it's the worst thing ever. I'd been talking to Miss Pam, and sorry, I'm nervous.
Sorry, take your time.
I'd been talking to Miss Pam and telling her what my symptoms were and that I felt like I was getting worse. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said that he really had no idea what it was. He thought it was a virus at first, and so I went home and slept for days. And one day I had to get up and go to school and take an exam, and I could barely like keep my head up off the desk. So after class, I went to the urgent care in Leesburg, and I had a wonderful doctor, and she told me exactly what I had. She ran a blood test, and I had mono. And I had contacted Miss Pam and told her what was going on. And then Sunday morning last week, I could barely get out of bed, and brought myself to church with my family and had her pray for me. By Monday night, I was up, I was eating, I was fine.
Hallelujah. 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 And again, this is a testimony in your life you can use and be sensitive to other people, Caitlin, that you're going to be used by God to bring healing to others. We bless you, Caitlin, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for gifts of healing, and we believe your gifts of healing are going to flow through Caitlin as well, because she's firsthand experienced your healing virtue. Thank you, Father. Bless her, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, honey. Thank you. Is that it? Oh, there's more. Are you all waiting in line? Wow. Okay. Listen, if some of you feel like I've got to leave, we just release you in the name of Jesus, but we're going to continue with testimony. Okay. If you need to leave, you feel free. We're not going to be feel like you are obligated. But here's what happens with testimonies, if I can just interject something, so maybe you won't leave. And that is this. When Pam shared this, with the testimonies of the Lord is the spirit of prophecy, Jesus said. When testimonies are given from people who've had a firsthand encounter with God, what it does is it speaks to all of us out here. And probably many of you have already heard some similar testimony of a breakthrough you need in your life. And God is saying to you through this testimony, it's the testimony of Jesus, if I did it for them, I'll do it for you. And he's prophesying to you through these testimonies. It's a prophecy. And if you'll receive it, just claim it, thank God for it, and walk in the victory of it as if right now that's your testimony. So when you hear that, that is God provoking you to believe him for what he wants to do in your life. Hi, tell us your name.
Hi, I'm Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I've been going through some stuff like a couple of months ago, and it's been crazy. And this week at camp, I've been blessed like completely. The enemy's been attacking me that week, and he gave me a fever. Well, I got a fever, a really high fever, and I wasn't really feeling good to do anything. But my friend prayed over me, and I was completely healed. I know it was God, and amen. I'm blessed that I'm amazed. And the last night of camp, it was like so amazing, because when I got up there and Pastor Gary was praying over me, I just felt everything like come out, and I was just like praying to God, like everything that anyone did to me, or I just felt strong and I felt free. I felt like all of chains and baggage and everything that I've done and everything that everyone else done to me is all gone.
Amen. 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 Robin, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet to the tip of your toes, you are healed and you are whole. You are forgiven and you are cleansed and you are made whole. That's because the Lord loves you so much. And what he's done for you, he wants to give to everybody else here. So be bold enough to lay your hands on the sick and pray for them and believe. Okay, this healing he gave you, he'll give to others if you'll release your faith. Okay, and the cleansing he gave you, the peace he gave you, he'll give to others as you lay your hands on them, because now you've received something tangibly from the Lord you can give away. So don't keep it for yourself, okay? In a few moments, I'm going to ask these young people and everybody who's given testimony of some kind to stand up here. You're going to be our altar workers today. And those of you who have heard testimony from certain individuals, you say, oh, boy, that's what I need in my life. Then you come up to that individual because they've got something. They've had an encounter with God they can give to you. So then you let them lay hands on you and you just pray. Bless them. If you don't know what to say, just say, I bless you in the name of the Lord. And that right there releases an impartation of the grace that you've had. Okay? You can do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You start right now. Amen. All right. Wonderful. Number next.
I need a big one.
Okay. I'm going to hold the microphone, no. Brother. Okay. I'm not giving up control here.
Thank you, Pastor. The Lord has spoke to me a little while ago, and I was not certain, so I asked him to give me a clarification. And he did give it through the pastor. He has asked me that whoever is here that is going through financial needs, serious financial needs, please stand up. Someone's here that I need to pass a blessing over to that needs a serious financial need. Okay. Would you please stand up?
A serious financial need. Not that you're can't pay your cable bill. And I don't mean to demean that, but I'm just saying a serious financial need. Okay.
The last few weeks, I've been dealing with some things and asking the Lord to clarify, and he has, and he's asked me to pass this blessing to you. I do pass this blessing to you. You do have to stand faithful. Your tithing is important. Your love in the Lord is important. Your being faithful with the Lord is important. Mm-hmm. And I do. There's somebody sitting down that needs it. And I ask you, that if the, there you are. I ask you, Lord, to pass it. I ask you to receive it. The Lord is in charge, and he will take care of you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Okay. Okay. Be obedient. All right. Harry?
I'm going to hold the mic. You going to hold it? Okay. I'll just talk. Thank you. So this week, I went to YEX with all those crazy children over there, and I wasn't sure what to expect. I've kind of been unsure of what to expect coming here for the past 6 months, because I was raised Methodist and I had no idea what spirit was. And Thursday, we'll start with Thursday night, just the abridged version. Thursday night, I was praying over, or it might have been Wednesday, I don't know, I was praying over a couple of the guys over there, they know who they are. I was pouring out into them, and I got my prayer language, and I just started speaking, and everybody was crying, and I was just so thankful, because I've been praying and praying and praying like months before I knew that we were gonna be. I didn't even know I was going to camp until like 2 weeks ago, because they wanted us to play worship again, and I've been praying for those 2 weeks, just like, Lord, let my worship be genuine. We've been talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit in youth, and I was like, Lord, I don't even know what that is. I just pray you would reveal that to me in the coming weeks. Just reveal it to me. And he did. And Friday night we had a ceremony that I forgot who it was, but they talked about it before. And Gary prayed over us, and then he passed us a baton, because they were trying to symbolize that we've been running the race at camp, and now the camp is passing us a baton to take it out to the world. And so he prayed over us, and he prayed boldness over me and maturity over me. And I'm excited for what God's going
to
do.
Amen. Now today, will you lay hands on those that come up to you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Will you lay hands on them and pray for them?
Yes, sir.
Bless them? Because what you have, you can impart. If you don't have it, you can't give it. But you got it, so now you can impart it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And let God handle the results with each individual, but don't worry about that. You just be obedient, lay hands in faith, believe that you're imparting this blessing that you received to them as well.
Yes, sir.
Amen, Harry. God bless you. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You're the Son of the Most High God. Never forget who you are. Be God's man. Be bold. Be strong. Be a leader. That's what you are, in Jesus' name. Amen. We bless you. Amen, Harry. God bless you. Wonderful. Hey, John.
How are you?
Now, what grade are you in, John?
I'm messing with
you. He's got a baby face. I wish I had a baby face. Okay.
So I didn't want to do this, but the Holy Spirit, I was standing in the back, and the Holy Spirit just kept telling me, you need to go up there and do this. So about 4 weeks ago, Gary and Lindsay and I were having ice cream at one of the Peach Wave or whatever in the Villages, and Gary kind of had mentioned to us that the Lord had placed on his heart that we needed to talk to the youth about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and, you know, the different gifts and stuff like that. And a couple weeks before that, I had felt that we needed to get the youth prepared for youth camp and not wait till to have a breakthrough on Wednesday or, you know, 2 days in or whatever for us to start on Monday. And we did that not knowing how to go about doing it or anything like that. And I, you know, for the past 4 weeks, I've like been praying every single day consistently, asking the Lord to give me my prayer language, because it was something that I was always terrified of, because I didn't really understand it. It was kind of like the unknown for me. And I prayed and prayed. And then I think at one point I had told Pastor Kathy that I will get this, like, at camp. And I even told Gary that this is something that I feel that I have to get. And on Tuesday, Pastor Eddie began his sermon. And I remember when he asked us to stand and he told us that it was going to be in 2 Corinthians. And my heart immediately started pounding because I knew where this was going. Like, I feel like the Holy Spirit was telling me where this is going. And I elbowed Gary to kind of, like, tell him, you know, like, look, this is what we've been talking about at youth for the past 4 weeks. And it was kind of like confirmation that God really did place this on Gary's heart, and this was something that we were supposed to be doing. And Pastor Eddie gave the sermon and then did an altar call first for salvation. And the whole time I was like getting antsy in my seat, and you know, I just started to shake, my body started to shake, and I was just like, he better not just do a salvation altar call. He better do, you know, he better keep going. And like, I just, everything inside of me was burning. And if you know me, I'm the type of person that I like to sit in the back and leave me alone. I like to be by myself. And I started to feel very bold, and like, I was just like, come on, let's go. And he then asked if, and you know, if anybody wanted their gift, you know, the speaking in tongues, and their prayer language or whatever. And so I remember, like, immediately, I don't even think he finished, and I just, like, immediately jumped up and went to the front. And I didn't know what I was going to pray or anything like that, but he just began to tell us to pray about, to start thanking God. And he said, start thanking God, and then he told us to stop praying in English. And my entire body just began to just, like, I felt heat over me. I started shaking. And I didn't even notice that I was speaking in tongues until I just started, like, something happened that made me kind of, like, come back, I guess. I don't really know what word it is, but and I just started bawling because I knew at that point that the Lord had, you know, given me my prayer language. And I went back and was trying to stand, and I couldn't stand. All my body felt really weak, and I just started weeping for like 30 minutes straight, thanking God for, you know, what I had just received. And I just wanted to share that because I don't know if there's anybody in here is terrified of that. And that's like something that I know that the Wilkinsons and Gary and them have constantly been talking about to me and stuff. And every time they'd break it, I'd be like, no, no, no. You know, I was like really scared. But I just wanted to share that part. And then if I may, Pastor, about 6 months ago, maybe it's been closer to a year, I was on stage and we were having a conference here, and one of the speaker had said something, had prophesied over me about being bold. And I just, you know, got a kick out of it because I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, he doesn't know me, and you know, I'm like the furthest from being bold. And this week I feel like the Lord revealed to me that there is this boldness inside of me, and that I have to, like, you know, try to push it out of me and stuff like that. And the Lord, I feel, gave me the gift of discernment because one of our youth was being prayed over, and I don't know, the Holy Spirit kind of like had me look in that direction where he was, and I was in the middle of worship and praying. This was after I had received the, you know, my prayer language, and I'm like getting really shaky. And I looked over, and I got like a very ugly feeling inside, like something was not right. And I don't know, like, I just, like, it was just, like, one of those things where I was, like, wait, no, this cannot be happening right now. And I marched myself. I wanted to jump over all the chairs and run over there, but I didn't want to cause a scene, so I just walked all the way around. And I just stood behind. I wanted to tell the gentleman that was paying over one of our youth, hey, stop. But something kept, I didn't really know how to go about doing it because this is all brand new to me. And I didn't even notice that Miss Kelly was standing. She felt the exact same thing. So it was kind of like confirmation to me that this is something that the Lord did give me, because she was in agreement with what I had felt. And I like looked at her, and it was kind of like, we kind of gave each other the eye contact, and she's like, you felt the same thing. And I was just like, yeah, like I was just like trembling and stuff. And we prayed over him and stuff, but everything worked out, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like I needed to share that with you guys. And he just kept giving me certain things, and did it with one of the youth that I felt like I needed to pray over. And I was just like, no. And the whole service, I was like, no, I'm not going to pray over her because she's a girl and all this stuff. And I was just like, no. So we did it in order, you know, and I went and talked to Gary and had Lindsay just stand there. And I just kind of didn't touch her, but I just kind of stretched my hand out to her. And it was funny because I didn't realize that the Lord, this was something from God, because he was like, you know, you need to pray for her. And like, I felt like a spirit of heaviness over her, and the chains were binding her down and all this. And when I began to pray for her, I guess I talked to Lindsay yesterday about this, and we were praying the exact same thing, and I didn't even listen to anything Lindsay was saying. And like, we would start speaking in tongues almost at the same time and stuff. And I just want to thank God for that, because it's something.
Amen, brother. You got just the beginning, John. Yeah. Just the beginning. We're just going to bless you. Father, we thank you for John, and we bless you, John. We bless you with the boldness of the Lord And it's good to pray for boldness. Ask God for boldness. Boldness to be a witness for Jesus. Boldness to minister. Boldness to be the first one to stand up and speak up. And thank you, God, for the boldness you've given John. Thank you for his prayer language. It's going to take him to higher heights within you that he's ever been. We bless you, John. You are God's man. And the love of God is upon you. And all that you have, he wants you to give away. So in Jesus' name, we just bless you. Now today, you'll lay hands on people. And they'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And some will have boldness because you pray for them. What you have, you give away. Never keep it for yourself. God bless you, John. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I just want to give honor to my pastor, First Lady, and our awesome worship team. I thank God for this wonderful church for just bringing me here. I've been thinking about my testimony all week, which one I was going to give, because I have so many. Something wonderful happened to me last week, and I want to share that with you. 2 months ago, I was working at a nursery, and I got sick of that raggedy clunker I was driving. I prayed to God to bless me with another car, and he did. 2 weeks later, they laid me off. And for the last 2 months, I've been worrying about that car and what I'm going to do. And finally, I said, well, you gave it to me. I'm not going to worry about it. I know I'm not going to lose it. And I came here last week on Tuesday for some food because, no income. And I thought they had a prayer team here on Tuesdays, but they didn't. But one of the gentlemen, I don't know if he wants me to say his name, so I won't. But I asked him if he'd pray for me, and he prayed for me a couple of things, and one of them was to get a job. So the next day, I put it to the test. I called this place that I had put in the application about a month before and kept getting a no. They weren't hiring, and they told me they was hiring. So I just want to thank God for my new job.
Amen.
And being a great provider.
We just bless you, dear, in the name of the Lord. We bless you that you'll learn all your life that God is your provider. He is faithful. Never fear. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hi, tell us your name.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sheena.
Hey, Sheena.
And the devil is trying to stop me from coming up here. Because while I was listening to the testimonies of the youth in the church, and mm-hmm. what touched me the most was listening to the young lady and the young man being without a father.
Mm-hmm. Abby. Mm-hmm.
And I am a single mom.
Okay.
And, you know, I just want to encourage the single mothers of this church to continue to push on, because I came here 3 years ago and not knowing if I'm going to have a job or anything, I just said, you know what, I just need a change in my life. And I just had faith and believed that God will provide. And I said, you know what, in 2 weeks I'll have a job. And in 2 weeks I had a job. Mm-hmm. And I came here with 6 bags and didn't have anything else, no furniture, no car, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And I worked and I did everything that I need to do. And God, right now I have everything that I need. And, you know, I'm still here without a father for my children. Mm-hmm. But I just want to encourage everyone to just continue, you know, to believe in God and have faith. Mm-hmm. You know, because this is something that I would not do, is to come up here. But I said, you know what, right now I have so much to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. I have to give God Amen. The glory.
Amen. Amen. Sheena, I don't know if you know, but Mark 11, 23 and 24 really is for you right now. Because what you said, I said with my mouth, in 2 weeks I'm going to have a job. Jesus said that very thing. He said, you will have what you say. If you believe in your heart and you do not doubt, what you say that comes out of your mouth is so powerful because of who you are as a daughter of God. Mm-hmm. In this world, your words go out, things change. Not because we think, mm-hmm. not because we wish, because we speak it with our mouth as a weapon, see? And mm-hmm. so Mark 11, 23 and 24 is one you ought to really meditate on. It's what you're doing already, mm-hmm. but just meditate on it, and God's going to give you more, Sheena, okay? Mm-hmm. in a great way. And thank you for overcoming the fear of giving a testimony today. We bless you, Sheena, that you be bold, you be strong. And everywhere you go, especially in the marketplace, you're going to meet many single moms out there and who are worried or fearful, don't know what to do, and you're going to give them your testimony, and your testimony is going to be a prophecy to them. Yeah. Would you lay hands on the single moms today and pray for them? Okay, at the end of the service, that's what you need to do. We bless you in Jesus' name. Bless you, dear. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm Emma. Oh, my gosh. That's really close. well, whoever knows me and doesn't know me, I tend to be accident prone. And and a few months ago, I've never had something happen to me, like, so bad. I had my finger, who knows, in the Easter play on Easter. I had my finger, like, cut in half with a sword. And the church prayed over me. I had people from church come and pray for me at the hospital. And, well, it ended up being a two-hour surgery, but it was, it was crooked after it was done, and it was, like, it was really good. And, like, now my finger's straight, I can use it, and the bones are all there, and it's, like, and he said if I was, like, a few years older, he would have amputated it right then and there. And I've had doctors tell me that, oh, it should have been amputated, and it shouldn't even be there now, and, like, it's here, it's straight, and...
You see your finger. Just a little scar.
And I like it.
You like it because, you know, a scar is a reminder that something took place, but God got the victory. So it may fade some, but I hope you always keep the scar as a reminder. Hey, here's Mama.
I'm sorry. Part of all of that was the prayers came from everybody here in this church. So I just wanted y'all to know that you... fixed it. Everybody here, everybody who prayed for her, this is a little girl you prayed for, and it's all well and fine and straight. And we just wanted to know and say thank you and to let you know that what you do helps. See, it matters. It counts.
This is a family.
So, yes.
This is a family church.
Of course.
And so you're family. And so that's what families do. We pray for one another. We care for one another. We look out for one another. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Give God the praise. Amen. Yes, honey.
Hi. So when all these testimony things started, Douglas asked me to come up here and share my testimony, and I told him that I didn't have one because, like, I didn't really, like, think that anything had really happened to me. But then I started, like, thinking, and I don't know what night it was, but John came over, and he was like, I feel like I really need to pray for you. And I was like, oh, okay. And I just thought that he would just, like, stand behind me and, like, pray. And then he, like, led me to the back and turned me around so I wouldn't, like, be distracted. And he and Lindsay started praying for me. And I don't know, like, what word they said, but I think it was, like, you are worthy. Like, they were praying for, like, I forgot what it was. But I just started, like, weeping. And, like, they were just, like, praying that... like, God does have a future for me, and that I am, like, worthy. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just asked for forgiveness, and they just, like, yeah. And then the next morning, a guy named Richard Crisco, Pastor Richard Crisco, he was, like, talking, and he pointed at me, and he was like, you are a precious piece of china, or you are a piece of china. And Miss Kathy was like, oh, there is no mistake that he pointed at you. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So.
Well, you know, sometimes God touches the deep places inside us that we don't even see, but God wants you to know that you are worthy. Maybe the enemy's tried to tell you that you're not worthy. That's a lie. Okay, and you are precious, very precious to God.
Thank you.
And people better be careful how they treat you, because you're precious to God. You're his daughter. He looks out for you. Okay, so you have favor. So anybody starts to give you a hard time, you tell them who you are.
Yes, sir.
So don't mess with me. I have a Heavenly Father who says I am worthy. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hi. What's your name?
I'm Logan. I don't really know how to start this, but it started on Monday. the evening service, we were worshiping, and middle of the service, I just stopped and started to pray.
It's all right. Take your time. And say what's on your heart.
My own life has not been all that great.
Thank you for being transparent.
It's been really difficult for me. My mother and father are splitting up right now.
Okay. Very hard.
It started about a year ago. It's when it really started coming into effect. But I've just been a lot to juggle with for me right now. And I've tried to be there for both my mother and my father. I feel like I have to choose. Mm-hmm. And
no, you don't have to choose. You love them both like God loves us unconditionally. You just honor your mother and father. Don't take sides. They have to work this out with the Lord. You don't. It's not your problem. You're feeling the effects of it. But this is your mom and your dad, and you're feeling the effects of it. But God's going to heal this in you. Okay.
He has.
Amen. Did you hear that? He has.
Man, I'm just trying to be there and be a leader for my younger sisters and just make sure that they're not going the wrong way.
There you go. Are you the big brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, absolutely. Okay. God saw this long before you were born, that this time would come.
Wednesday or Thursday service, I began to pray, ask God, say, what do you want me to do? Ask him or give him thanks to all the blessings he's given me in my life, all my friends right here, all over there, this mm-hmm. whole church, mm-hmm. my family, the clothes on my back, the houses that I can live in and don't have to live on the streets, the food that I have. And I just asked him what my calling was, what he wanted to do with me, and if he had a plan for me. And he's not here tonight or today, Grayson, but I was praying that the whole service, and Grayson walked up to me, and he asked if he can pray over me. I said, sure. And all I remember him saying was, Father God. And then everything, I don't remember what he said, but I do remember that whatever he said was God, and he was talking to me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And you know, even when you're asleep at night, your conscious mind doesn't know it and may not remember anything like that, but God is putting things in your heart. See, he's speaking to you, even in your sleep. Okay, like you don't remember what Grayson said. It's okay. This doesn't have to remember. This remembers. Okay. And it is in there. Okay. And it was activating what God has put in you, your calling, your destiny. You do have purpose. You have great value. And even the things you're going through now, okay, with your mom and your dad, as hard as it is, God's going to redeem that. And that's actually going to be somehow he's going to use it in your life to help other people. Okay. So walk through this thing. Be faithful. Be God's man. Don't take sides with mom and dad. Love them both. Pray for them. Okay. And ask God to just heal their marriage. But let them see Christ in you through this. Okay. And let your little sister see you as a man of God too. We just bless you, Logan. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are a mighty man of God. You have a heart that is greater than you realize. And God has given it to you. You have a compassion for people that is overwhelming. And God will put you in places. You'll find yourself in places. You'll look back and say, how did I get here? who am I to deserve this place, a place of ministry, a place of honor, a place of service? And God will do things through you that will absolutely amaze you as you obey him, as you do what he tells you to do. Don't hesitate. Don't try to understand. Just obey when you know God's talking to you to do something, and God will use you mightily. You are a mighty man of God, and we bless you, Logan, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless
you. So it was pretty much the same thing as Bianna. Everyone was like, go up and tell your testimony. And I was thinking, well, I don't really have one. I've never done drugs or alcohol or any of that stuff. But these last couple of weeks, I've really been praying to God. I really want to know you, God. I want to strive to get closer to you. I want to be closer and closer. And I think it was Wednesday night when they're asking if you wanted to be filled again. And I went up, and the whole altar was flooded with people, and Gary came up and started to pray with me, and I just started weeping, and I started, thank you, God. And it was just, it felt so good. And after he stopped praying, I was like, okay, well, thank you, God, so much. And I was thinking that it's over, and I opened my eyes, and through all the heads of people, I saw Pastor Sue, which was the leader of camp, pointed at me and told me to come over here. And she got Pastor Eddie and started praying over me, and it was just, I've never felt the Holy Spirit overflow me that much and start a fire, and I just thank God so much for that.
Oh, amen, amen, Corey. Well, we bless you, Corey. You are a mighty man of God, and God has put a fire in you, and like Jeremiah said, I have a fire in my bones. It's shut up in my bones. I cannot keep silent. I cannot stop from speaking of the glory of God. And may the same thing be in you, Corey. May there be a fire in your bones that is unquenchable, unstoppable. You cannot help but speak and declare the glory of God. You cannot help but do it. You have to, because it's fire in your bones. In your bones. In Jesus' name. Amen. We bless you. Ashley?
I just want to say I love kids. I love teenagers, and I thank you all for sharing what God has put on your heart. And we've had a lot of things going on in our family, and a lot of it the Lord is doing. And I just would like to share, but also impart. My husband got a dream a little while back about Upgrade. He walked into a building. This lady was standing behind a table signing cups. And we were up high looking down, and there were people coming in that were missing limbs, on crutches, in wheelchairs, and they were all going forward for this woman to sign this cup. And so next thing we know, he's right there at the table. And he was wanting to know what was going on. And when it was his turn, the lady asked, well, what do you want? And the woman before him had said, I want Upgrade. And he said, well, that sounds good to me. I'll take an Upgrade. And so we went through a process of trying to realize, what did that mean? So the lady wrote something on his cup. And then last Saturday, Samuel sees a man in gold. In the spirit, he sees a man in gold in front of our door. The door, we usually get up Saturday morning, open the door, and there's a glass door there, and you can see. He said, as I got up to take a closer look, he left. And so Sam and I are asking, what is the man in gold? So immediately I start looking up the meaning of gold, you know, refinement. It's a process of taking, I believe, brass to silver to gold. It's a process of metals. Anyway, then I had a dream where God did speak to me. You talked about God will speak mm-hmm. when you're in, you know, at night in mm-hmm. your dreams. And God revealed to me some issues that he wanted to take care of in me. So here comes the refinement. And just to you know, be open and transparent, God showed me that I deal with a lot of anger. And my words that I speak at home,
you know, towards my husband sometimes are not filled with love, and it's a lot of anger. And in my dream, my mother spoke it to me. And so my response to my mother, which is not normal, I don't want to hear that. And then I ended up in a church service in the dream and read a scripture. It was a scripture, I know, but I read it. And the scripture that I woke up remembering, and this isn't going to be exact, but in my dream it was something God put together for me, a word. Be in the light as I am in the light, and be also in me. And I woke up, before I woke up, there was a process. We were all holding hands, like we were ending the service, and we all held hands, and we were in intercession. And the power of God worked through me to bring about that wailing that Tucker was talking about in my dream, that it was not emotional. It was not emotional issues. It was God. He was purging me. And so I just wanted to share that testimony that God is, he's bringing upgrade. He's bringing refinement, mm-hmm. not just in our life, but what I'm hearing, and you guys for sharing your testimony, to encourage you, receive the refinement, receive the purging, because Amen. He wants to take Amen. You up
Thank you, Lord.
An upgraded life in him.
I agree. So. I agree. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just, come on, just lift your hands.
And, thank you, Lord.
Lord, we receive the upgrade
yes,
that
Jesus.
Along with it comes refinement.
Yes,
some of it's not pleasant, but it's all good. And we thank you for it. We receive it. And we realize that we walk through these things sometimes without understanding, but yet you've given a prophetic word to inspire hope so we can make it through. So thank you, Father, for the upgrade,
yes, thank you.
For the refinement. Thank you, Father. And we bless now your daughter, your servant, Ashley, and we bless Sam, and we bless their boys in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the treasure and the gift they are to us. We bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we receive this. Amen. Amen. I think we have one more. Okay. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
The enemy was fighting me not to come up here. My belt even broke. You have to understand, this is a big testimony for me to be here today. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. We've been through a lot. She's been through a lot also. But God told me she had to go to the camp. She had to go. I almost gave up. But he told me to hold on because she needed this. I can relate to everybody that came up here. Everyone. It was like God setting me up for today. But when she spoke it out, the failure that I had inside is just gone.
When your daughter spoke it out, the feelings you had were gone. When the word is spoken, it hits the atmosphere. It breaks the chains, and it sets captives free.
want everybody to do me a favor, please. As much as it pains me to say this, because the pain is so alive right now, but I know the Lord's working on me to take it away. I need you to pray for Jose.
Pray for him.
I need you to pray for him, because the enemy was using him from day one. And he's going to be going to prison soon. But I got to forgive him.
You have to forgive him, that's right.
And I forgive him in the name of Jesus now.
Forgiving your husband of the hurt and the pain, it actually releases you more than it releases him. God will deal with him, but it releases you when you forgive. So Mary, just say out loud publicly, so this day will never come back with a regret or a doubt. As an act of my will, I forgive.
I forgive.
I release.
I release.
Jose.
Jose.
And everything he's ever done to me.
And everything he's done to me and my children.
And I release him into your care.
And I release him in your care.
And your justice.
And your justice.
And your mercy. You alone will do what's right.
Do what's right.
I forgive him. Come, remove all bitterness.
Remove all the bitterness and the anger, God.
And anger and hatred.
Hatred,
remove it out of me.
Remove it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan, I bind you and all your minions in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Command you to loose this daughter from this day forward, because you heard the words out of her mouth. She is forgiven. You have no legal ground to hold her from this day forward. Every demon of bitterness, anger, hurt, in the name of Jesus, we command you to go. Loose her now, forever, completely, completely, completely. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Come on, church, pray in tongues. Give me some ushers up here, some men. Satan, we command you to loose her. Let her go completely. You will not embarrass her. You'll not humiliate her. You'll not hurt her. You'll not tear her. In the name of Jesus. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed, in Jesus' name. Looser, 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 in the name of Jesus. Looser, looser, looser. Continue the work, Lord. Continue the work. Blanket. Blanket. Rende siti aroto kasarara karuni karadata. Lord, do an inner healing, inner work. Deep, deep, deep. Go deep, go deep, go deep. You young people that were ministering and testimony, come on up and just spread out across this the front of the altar. Spread out. Leave a lot of space here, please. Just going around. And you may have to go even around the sides. Those of you who shared testimony, you have something to impart. Let's let the Lord have an opportunity to do the supernatural healing and deliverance here that only He can do. Now, this is your moment to respond. You heard a testimony, and one just absolutely spoke to you. You remember the individual that said it. Come up to them right now. Just stand up, congregation. Just stand up, please. Everyone stand. You move toward that individual. You remember something they said spoken to your heart, and let them impart to you and pray for you. Those who need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, those who need to be born again, need to be saved, those who need healing in their body, those who need the prayer language, just begin to move. Don't miss this opportunity. Humble yourself and allow them to allow God to use people to pray for you and minister to you. So in the name of Jesus, I bless you that you be free enough to let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do now in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And before too much starts to happen here, I want you to raise your hand for the blessing. I feel like I'm supposed to bless you today. Bless you. Now may the God of all hope give you hope. And may the God of all hope give you joy and peace in the process of believing, that you may abound in hope and you may live with confidence, and that you live in supernatural power and anointing to go out and make a difference in a very dark world. May you minister in power and unction and anointing and great peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, I declare this peace over you now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You've received the blessing. Now come and let these folks minister to you. Let them pray for you. Come right now. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Those who are here for the very first time.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope that today's message has made an impact on your life and has helped move you closer to the heart of the Father. For more Grace Tabernacle resources, or if you desire further counseling or prayer, please feel free to contact us at 352-748-3255 or visit us on the web at www.gracetab.org.